This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel has conducted one of the most high-profile attacks during the war in Gaza, and an Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed three sons and four grandchildren of a top Hamas leader. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The deaths threatened to strain efforts to reach a ceasefire. The strike came a day after President Biden said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war is a mistake. Today, he urged Israel to ramp up efforts to get more aid into Gaza.
They're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough.
The president says he's been blunt with Netanyahu.
We'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
And he's demanding another entry point for aid trucks in northern Gaza. An Israeli official says one will soon open. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden urged Hamas militants on Wednesday to accept the latest proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza in exchange for the release of some hostages held by Hamas.
They need to move on the proposal that's been made. And as I said, we'll get these hostages home where they belong, but also bring back a six-week ceasefire that we need now.
Biden said he had been blunt and straightforward with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in stressing the need for Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. President Biden and his wife Jill welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and his wife Yuko to the White House for a formal state dinner Wednesday night. Prime Minister Kishida is the fifth world leader Biden has honored with a state dinner since he took office in 2021. This is VOA.